coach of the soccer team, Michelle Jacob, is with us on this Huskies Drive Time Tuesday morning. Good morning, Coach. How are you? Coach, are you still there? Might have lost Coach. He was on the cell phone. Anyway, the Huskies coming off a GLIAC loss on Friday, but they had a huge win, a non-conference win last Monday, 5-0. They've been putting up some pretty good points.
Yeah, they have. They've obviously been scoring some goals. Unfortunately, didn't happen on Friday, even though they had some glorious chances. You know, they had a lot of opportunities where they just missed the net, unfortunately, and unfortunately the ball didn't go in, and Ashland made use of their few opportunities. I think we outshot them 21-4 in that game, and unfortunately, just the way it went. So a loss for the soccer team. We got Dirk trying to get Coach Jacob back on the line here. I should also mention, as we go along on Huskies Drive Time, hockey team picked second by the media, third by the coaches in the preseason poll, which came out yesterday. And looking forward to hockey season. It's only just a couple of weeks away, Dirk, as we roll along here towards October 2nd, which is that inter-squad game, and then October 9th and 10th, Laurentian.
Is it 2nd or October 3rd?
Or 3rd, sorry, yes. Yeah, okay. Sorry, don't want to mislead people. Yes, it is the 3rd.
You can show up the 10th, on the 2nd,
yeah.
Though.
No, it is the Saturday.
Yeah.
It's that weekend, but yeah, it is the 3rd and then the 9th and 10th for the Laurentian series, and then they get their regular season underway the following weekend.
That's right. Tickets are available for Michigan Tech hockey at the Central Ticket Office, 487-2073. Remember, individual game tickets have been on sale for a while. Make sure you, if you have any friends or relatives coming up for any of those special games, make sure that you are all dialed in there. Let's go to the phone. Is this Coach Jacob?
Yeah, hey, sorry about that.
No problem at all. Coach Michelle Jacob with us from the Michigan Tech Soccer Program, chatting with us on Huskies Drive Time. How you doing, Coach?
I am doing well, minus my phone issues.
Yeah, that's no problem. Talk a little bit about the let's go back to last Monday and the great offense that we had with 5-0 victory last Monday.
Yeah, that was a great game against Crookston. Our girls, you know, they came ready to play. We just controlled the game so well, made great passes, and obviously we scored 5 goals. But the great thing about that was 5 goals in 11 minutes of the game. We always tell our girls after we score one, you know, can we get another one within the next 10 minutes? And they proved that they can. They got 5. So great outcome for us. The second half, they packed it in on defense, and we struggled to kind of get in. They had a lot of people behind or in front of us as we were trying to attack their goal, but I'm really proud of the girls for that outcome.
And then on Friday, 1-0 loss to Ashland, your conference opener, and a tough one because you guys outshot them so badly in that game. Have you had a chance to watch the film and kind of what happened in that game?
Yeah, you know, it was disappointing. We definitely didn't play our best. I thought we just looked out of sync. We had trouble connecting with each other, and we had some good moments where we strung a bunch of passes together, and we just turned the ball over a lot more than we're used to, and I don't know, it just wasn't a pretty game for us by any means. We did have a bunch of great opportunities on goal, but 21 shots, and I think they had 4, and unfortunately they put one in, and we couldn't. So it was tough. It was definitely hard on the girls, but I know that they're ready to, you know, bounce back as we look ahead to this weekend.
Is it tough sitting on that one for the whole week? Obviously, not having a game on Sunday, and then having to wait until Friday again to get back out there.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, we've taken some time to watch the video, and the girls have watched parts of the video, and I think that, you know, you got to just kind of digest it and look for what you can improve on, and not just dwell in the past. But it is it did sting for sure. But yeah, definitely looking forward to getting back out there. I know the girls are hungry to play.
How about the rest of the GLIAC? What have you seen? Obviously, Ashland's still undefeated. Other teams have a loss, not in conference, but overall. What have you seen around the league, and how do you think that's shaping up?
You know, it's always unpredictable, to be honest. You know, you think certain things are going to happen, and you just never know until the day gets there. So we don't take any team lightly by any means. And you know, there's obviously some teams that are stronger than others, but, you know, the from top to bottom. It's not a huge gap, and so you have to be ready to play each time you go out there. So, you know, this weekend with Walsh and Ohio Dominican, you know, Ohio Dominican had obviously a great season last year, and Walsh did quite well too. So we're not overlooking either of those teams by any means.
Yeah, what do we know about Walsh? What kind of style do they play, and what will, you know, what will be the challenges when we play them on Friday?
You know, obviously after a long road trip, that's going to be the first challenge, is just to get the bus legs out of you. It's a long, long trip for us. You know, they've in the past they've competed with us really well, and I think last year actually we were pretty close with them. I think it was a 1-0 game or a 2-1 game the first time we played them. So. You know, they'll come out attacking. They, you know, they have two conference losses already, so they're going to try to, you know, try to get their first conference win, and we'll do our best to not let them.
Well, and then Ohio Dominican, I think they won the league last year. Is that right?
Yeah, they did.
And, you know, obviously a good team. Do they have, you know, what do they have coming back, and what are we looking for with them?
Yeah, they've always been a good team. They play a very similar style, so that was you know, kind of an interesting matchup. You know, and they had a bunch of all conference players last year and everything, so they've got a few players that we need to look for. But as I always say, we just need to play our game to the best of our ability, and we're confident in our game plan. So as long as we can go out there and put that out on the field, we should be all right.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck on the road this weekend. Michigan Tech playing on Friday and Friday and Sunday, I should say. And that'll be at Walsh and at Ohio Dominican. Come back home again for Lake Erie and Malone October 2nd and October 4th. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Good luck again this weekend.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Michelle Jacob, head coach of the Michigan Tech soccer program. Been to the NCAA tournament the last two seasons and trying to do it again. A big weekend. And I will let you know about those scores. You can always check the Michigan Tech website, michigantechhuskies.com.